as broken as he was, would have lost its shit had an actual predator been near. Then again, his wolf had had the shit kicked out of it too, so it was nowhere near full strength. That being said, it could still sense danger. It didn't seem the least bit worried about the white wolf appearing to him. Even Graham's wolf understood the crap they were giving him was making him loopy and high. Graham had thought that was the weirdest it would get on the meds. He'd been wrong. Several times in the last week alone, he'd thought a red kickball had rolled into the room, only to find it wasn't actually there. It had been a trick of his mind. In addition, he'd started seeing a woman in white. She had long dark brown hair and pale skin. The dress she wore hung almost to the floor, leaving her bare feet showing. While the dress was nothing he'd consider fashionable or form-fitting, it was thin, gifting him a glimpse of what she did and did not have on beneath it. His dick didn't really care if the chick was real or not. Each time she appeared to him, he walked around with a hard-on for hours. He'd yet to see her full face, but each time he hallucinated her being in the room with him, he felt the fierce need to draw her close and protect her. The problem was, the second he tried to make contact with her, she vanished into thin air, having never actually been there to start with. He understood she wasn't real, that she was simply a byproduct of the drugs he was being given, but none of that mattered. He couldn't get her out of his head. She'd only just started appearing to him, and he found that ironic since visions of her began when he'd started skipping doses of the serum. He'd assumed that would lessen the number of weird things he was seeing. It hadn't. A few times, she had been standing next to the red ball, looking to be staring off at something in the distance, not that he'd seen her face or anything. He could sense her anguish, her despair, and her desperation. He could also smell her fear, as if she was real and truly near him. In addition, the hallucination of her was always accompanied by the smell of honeysuckle and vanilla, both scents he found soothing and alluring, kind of like her. She was tall for a woman, but nowhere near Graham's height, and she was thinner than he felt comfortable with. It was as if she was supposed to have more to her, but didn't. As irrational as it sounded, he wanted to feed her, care for her, and protect her. Not to mention, fuck her. It had been 3 days since he'd taken the injections, but he still saw her. His last time seeing her had left him acting like a fool. He'd rushed into the hallway as fast as he could, considering the condition he was in, and he'd nearly knocked over his close friend, Garth, who had been coming to check on him. Garth humored him when Graham told him of the woman in white. It was painfully clear Garth hadn't seen her or the white wolf who had appeared just after the woman vanished. It was also clear Garth thought Graham had lost his damn mind. So did Graham. His two main doctors, James Hagen and Aubrey Bouchard, had threatened to hold him down and give him the meds regardless of his thoughts on the matter. He knew they'd do it at some point if he didn't start healing on his own soon. For all the meds' faults, they had assisted in kickstarting his healing abilities, though not to the point where they needed to be. Still, something was better than nothing. That was what they kept telling him. If roles were reversed, he'd have done and said the same things to them. It was difficult to fault them for wanting the best for him. But Graham didn't want to be under the influence of the medication any longer. He'd either heal on his own, or he wouldn't. He couldn't continue to be out of touch with reality. And he had to stop fixating on a woman who didn't exist, all while also dwelling on the woman he'd cared for and lost to another. The plus side of no meds was that he no longer had conversations with people who had long passed or saw wolves that weren't there. The downside was that his pain was high and his healing had crawled to a virtual standstill. He still had burns over large portions of his back and down the back of his left leg, and his right leg, which had been effectively shattered, wasn't healed fully. It had a long way to go. The damn thing had turned into a jokester in the sense he never really knew when it was going to give out on him and stop bearing his weight. "Trick knee my arse," he said gruffly. "Try trick leg. Hell, trick body." He was under the care of the best medical minds in the world, but that meant nothing to him. He wanted out of the infirmary, out of headquarters. He could not heal